Welcome to QR Calgary and More Than Money. And, you know, Leanna, the whole conversation of Alberta pension plan kind of goes through a bit of a wave. You kind of hear about it. It fades a bit. Other news stories take the front page, and then it kind of comes back in, and then you kind of get some of this. The question about the Alberta pension plan has a whole bunch of thoughts and fears out there for Albertans and for Canadians who are really looking at this as a pension issue. And I think we need to address it, because there might be some merit on having Alberta's own pension plan. And so we have Trevor Toll, professor of economics, University of Calgary, and research fellow at the School of Public Policy. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, let's talk about right out the gates the significant challenges that the government is having with the concept of an Alberta pension plan. What do you still see are the biggest hurdles, and should we continue doing this?
Well, there are a couple of hurdles that are before the government now if it wants to proceed, but perhaps the biggest source of uncertainty has been clarified. So when the government launched this engagement, this idea in September of 2023, there was some uncertainty about exactly how much Alberta might receive were it to withdraw from the Canada Pension Plan. They had in mind taking about 53% of the asset based on some analysis. I came out with some alternative analysis shortly after, suggesting it might be around 20 to 25. And in fairness, the legislation, the Canada Pension Plan Act, it's not obvious how you interpret it. And so this was a challenge. You can imagine setting up a pension with $330 billion as the government was anticipating is very different than setting one up with 120 or 150 at the high end. And so what happened is later on in 2023, Alberta finance ministers throughout the country gathered with the federal government at a minister's meeting, and they agreed, and the federal finance minister agreed to ask the chief actuary of Canada what they thought the legislation meant, how to interpret it. And their report did come out in December of last year, so just a few weeks ago. Certainly swamped by a lot of current events, and so maybe that was missed by some listeners, but it was an important report in that it clarified some of what it might look like for Alberta to withdraw. And it does look like about 20 to 25% of CPP assets would be provided to Alberta were it to exit. But that doesn't mean that the Alberta pension plan is dead on arrival. It's still an entirely feasible policy idea, not as attractive as what the government was hoping for. But if we were to start off that pension plan with somewhere between $120 and $150 billion, as I estimate, then the province might have a contribution rate that's a little lower than the Canada pension plan, about 1.3 percentage points lower. So smaller deductions on individual paychecks, smaller payroll taxes on the part of employers, and so on. So the challenges that remain now, and this is what I think the government is considering, is the risks, like the actual logistics of setting it up. How do you collect it? You'd have to set up a revenue agency and an agency to distribute benefits and manage all of that. We'd have to also think about decades into the future. What if demographics change in Alberta and things are suddenly not so favorable in 2060 or 2070 and beyond? And so I think it's shifted now from something that where the details do really matter. And I think the government is at the moment unsure about whether it will proceed as strongly as it was before, because it's not as clear a slam dunk.
If it was up to you, would you go for it, or would you put it into the morgue?
Well, if I have my professor hat firmly on, then I'd say there's just trade-offs. There is absolutely a shorter-term benefit that is beyond dispute, because Alberta's population is by far younger than the rest of the province. We are the youngest province. And naturally, it is easier to sustain a pension plan with a younger population. There's just that many more years of contributions for your typical Albertan before they start collecting benefit. And that time value money, magic of compound interest, really kicks in a powerful way. So there is an advantage. There is a demographic advantage. But there are also risks. There are costs. And those risks are future demographics not being as favorable. Risks in terms of interprovincial migration that might be affected. You know, do people think twice about taking on jobs in Alberta if they now have to keep track of both CPP and APP if they weren't originally from Alberta, costs on businesses, red tape, and so on. So there are trade-offs. And I think reasonable people can disagree over whether they think the benefits outweigh the costs or not. And so that, I think, is the conversation that Alberta should have. So personally, I just think it would be good to have that more grounded conversation that actually does take seriously both the costs and the benefits, and then try and weigh them.
We have only one other province in this country that has their own pension plan, and that's Quebec. When you look at what they've gone through and where they are today, they've had demographic changes. They've had the same risks when they decided to launch. Looking over their history, was it a good idea, or should they have kept it with the Canadian pension plan?
Well, if we just think about the dollars and cents, just purely on the finances, it was not a good move for Quebec to have a separate pension plan. It didn't join and then leave the CPP, so it was just easier for them. They started the Quebec pension plan at the same time as the Canada pension plan, and they started it in a way that was aligned with the CPP. Similar benefit structure and so on, similar contribution rate. But two things have happened in Quebec since the 1960s. One is they aged more quickly than the rest of the country. Second, they didn't invest their savings fund, the pension fund, in a way to just maximize returns. They also used that pension fund to spur local economic development initiatives within Quebec. And the second you try and achieve any goal other than maximizing returns, you're not going to be maximizing returns. And so they have slightly lower returns on those investments. And that means that today, Quebec workers and businesses pay more for the QPP than the CPP for the same benefits, okay? Nearly a percentage point more. And so in that sense, it wasn't a good deal financially, but I think many Quebecers might respond that while financially it's more costly, if you put enough weight on provincial autonomy, provincial sovereignty, and those kind of non-economic issues, and I don't mean to downplay them, for many of these are important considerations, then it was still worth it. So I think it might be something where it might not make financial sense, but it might achieve non-economic goals.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of achieving non-economic goals, we have about a minute left, but I was wondering, if we don't go ahead with this APP idea, are there other strategies or perhaps reforms we could put in place to improve retirement security for Albertans?
Well, there's one interesting option here for an Alberta pension plan that looks more like the Saskatchewan pension plan, which many are unaware exists, but this is a supplementary and voluntary pension plan where individuals in that province can contribute to it, and they're effectively outsourcing the management of their savings to the Saskatchewan pension plan, and then they are entitled to benefits upon retirement. And so because it's voluntary and because it's in addition to, that's a new option that might be an interesting idea to think about. I'm not an expert in the Saskatchewan experience, but that is something that the province could do. And maybe that's a way to kind of put a little toe into the pension space here on the part of the government that would, you know, allow anyone who thinks that's a good route to participate, and no one would be forced to participate. And so it's hard to argue against that particular move.
A supplemental plan for Alberta might be the case. Mm-hmm. Trevor, I want to thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We're going to be talking about how different types of pension plans are out there, how it impacts your income, how do you use your own savings to control and protect your retirement at our upcoming seminar on February 25th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Hotel. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. Okay, Trump, Trudeau, are they going to impact your retirement? Join us after the break. You're on Cura Calgary and More Than Money.